This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past 7 after the hour, it's Wednesday, June 17th. Upon you and upon all of us, many blessings and glory and honor and all that good stuff. Jennifer Horn is here to glamorize the situation. Victoria is here with Intelligentsia. Not to say that Victoria is not glamorous and Jennifer isn't intelligent. It just sort of, you know, I have to come up with these. I don't have to, but I like to come up with different ways of bringing the ladies in each hour of the program. So, Intelligentsia and beauty personified. How's that? Pretty good. I'm pleased with myself.
Very nice.
Yes, it is. Yeah, very sweet. All right, so Jen, who's doing what to whom?
Okay, right. Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Yes, my mind is ready to be blown.
Watch out, Victoria, because I know Doug loves a good conspiracy theory, and I actually have to tell you, I'm maybe thinking there could be something to this one. All right, so let's take out the raw emotion from the killing of George Floyd for just a moment. Obviously, we always remember the victim. But think about what led to the police call. What was it? You remember?
The counterfeit money and the
yes,
teenager.
Yes, it was the
right?
counterfeit money. That's right. That's what I was
going
for.
And then the teenager called the cops, right?
So get this. There's a story that was published locally in Minneapolis on their Fox affiliate. So they're local, not Fox News, but they're local whatever it is. Their regular broadcast channel.
Right.
And the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers that are on the scene in Minneapolis seized $900,000 in counterfeit U.S. currency that was discovered in a commercial rail shipment originating from where, Doug?
Canada?
China.
Oh, China! Oh, okay. Yeah.
Follow
yeah, yeah.
this no, through.
Probably, yes, okay.
The rail container was referred for a customs exam inspection back in December of 2019 in International Falls, Minnesota. During the search, Border Patrol agents discovered 45 cartons of counterfeit currency. The fake money here was all in dollar bills, and it had a face value of $900,000. Mm-hmm. The fake cash was seized, and the Secret Service was contacted to confirm that the currency was counterfeit. There had been no arrests at the time when this original news story came out. The CBP says that stopping the flow of counterfeit merchandise and currency is their priority, especially in this particular area of the country. Now, that may be just a coincidence, but something interesting to consider is what was the origin of that counterfeit $20 bill that George Floyd allegedly used? Was the officer in on it? I've said all along, what have I said from the very beginning?
Well, there was a connection between the two of them, and some have speculated that it was this counterfeit money ring. This is the
right.
first time I've heard, but not
there
doesn't
was
surprise
a
me.
I mean, $1 million in counterfeit bills coming in from China. And it just the reason why, I mean, this could be all coincidence, but the thing that has always stunned me about George Floyd's death is that the officer had no emotion. And typically when people are participating in a hate crime or there is an act of emotion, you see that on their face. This officer had just, I mean, he had nothing. He had no expression on his face. He looked almost, and I've said it to you guys here before, like a paid assassin. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if there is a connection to the Chinese and all of this? And you see how their goal, probably their end goal, not only to benefit from using fake currency and a counterfeiting ring, yes, but also to sow so much contention, discourse, chaos in the country. Maybe my tinfoil hat's on a little bit too tight, but as
no.
I said,
stop apologizing for your bit.
It's an interesting story, right?
Well, but under the circumstances,
I'm trying to put the pieces together, though. So the Chinese, they're shipping in counterfeit money that gets seized by Border Patrol. Then So you're saying that there's a connection between...
It was headed for the...
I'm saying there's a major counterfeiting ring going on. Right. There's a major counterfeiting ring going on with roots to China. I think we can probably agree on that. Now, it would be really interesting to know the source of George Floyd's $20 bill that was counterfeit. That's the question that I have. And so, was this cop in on it? Maybe a paid employee of these people. I mean, that's a possibility. He was constantly looking for picking up extra work, apparently, according to his coworkers. He'd sit at that nightclub in the parking lot, waiting for people to do something wrong, being abusive to customers. So, I don't know.
It goes to my theory, and I don't know when we're going to wake up. I've had, over the years, some pretty good theories, some pretty good connections in thought to the reality of what was going on that other people denied. I'm not patting myself on the back or sticking my chest out, Doug, aren't you wonderful and smart? But I am pretty smart when it comes to this sort of thing. We are being inundated, and when the hell are we going to wake up to what the Chinese are all about?
How easy would it be for them to find a dirty cop and his dirty cop friends?
Yeah.
But what would be the benefit, though, of killing George Floyd for 20 bucks?
What does he know? Maybe he didn't kill him for 20 bucks. Maybe he knew he was about to rat on the scheme that Jennifer just explained.
But if they knew each other, and the stories keep going back and forth that they did or didn't know each other, but again, if he knew the cop, he kept calling him sir. He didn't talk to him like he knew him.
But he was also real high at the time. I mean, we have to remember the reason, the biggest part of the reason that the guy even called the cops is that he was unresponsive in his car. So he was super high on fentanyl, so maybe he didn't recognize the person, we don't know. But I would say it's more likely that maybe the cop kills George Floyd because he's protecting the business that he's got going on.
And are we going to get to the bottom of that with the corruption that exists in our legal system? We know how that works.
And everybody's so emotionally charged about other issues going on with the police that they'd even be able to consume the possibility of this. That's the other thing.
I think it's totally possible. I don't think anything is off, you know, is so out of whack that, you know, it couldn't be a possibility. I'm just trying to figure out what, you know, you have to look to who really benefits from that. And I don't know how, if one guy, George Floyd, is high on fentanyl and even shouts in the middle of the street, these cops have a counterfeit ring. I don't believe him.
I'm saying maybe they're protecting the business. Maybe they didn't know each other. Maybe they just knew of each other. Who knows? But what if they are trying to protect the ring that these cops were in on? I mean, that's
right. What I'm saying is how would George Floyd be that much of a threat? That's what I'm saying.
You don't know what's going on behind
the scenes. But more about the story of where these bills came from, you know, that kind of thing. They don't want
If we don't smarten up to this whole business of China making everything, controlling everything, we may have already gone down the slippery slope too far. People are not taking this seriously. Our government is not taking it seriously, at least not to my satisfaction. There's no effort that I can see, a serious effort, other than what Trump announced a couple of weeks ago about getting prescription drugs made here. Everything should be incentivized to bring these companies back to America and get the hell out of China. Because if we continue down this road and buy all this crap from Walmart and Dollar General and every place else is online, and then you don't realize they're doing everything they can to subvert our government, to subvert what goes on in our country, from the virus, the Chinese virus, to sending fake bills into our country. They're capable of anything. They are lying, cheating, thieving thugs. And if we don't wake up to this, we just go along our merry way. That's part of what I think this season of discontent is all about. Whether we realize it or we don't, maybe some people are waking up to the fact that these people are out to screw us 85 ways from Sunday so they can take over and control the world. For whatever reason, who knows? But that's what they want to do, and they're very smart about it, very cagey, and they're heavy-handed about it, too, in many respects. Let's go back to George Floyd for a second, if we may. The dispatcher in Minneapolis is raising questions about how officers handled this thing as well, whether you've seen this or not. Some of the records
for backup. The dispatcher saw this going on and said no and called for backup. They just didn't get there in time.
Right. Yeah.
That's horrible.
She's saying they didn't get there The other side of it is that they didn't get it there as fast as they could have. They could have. There were police that were apparently within blocks, and they didn't get there for whatever. They didn't go as fast, or at least that's the suggestion in what I'm looking at here anyway. It's just this the corruption. Ay, man. Does it go deep? All right,
doesn't
anyway.
Seem that crazy, right? When you talk about conspiracy theories and China infiltrating our police and officers, it doesn't feel that crazy to have a hippie commune that has no policing for four blocks.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, I mean, look, we have put so, I think just police departments across the country are just way too big, and they're
or
running
maybe not.
Unchecked.
The problem is in Seattle that the police were actually driven out. I don't write these people off as hippies. These are violent people. These are not people with good intentions. They're trying to occupy an area of an American city. That being said, maybe the police, if they had more funding and better training,
violence,
those
though.
Police
That's
would have actually.
There have been
reports. You can the CBS has got one up there. Yeah, I mean there are reports, but in any case. In Minnesota, maybe they would have actually shown up a little faster if there were more police on the scene. I think people are going to be really surprised when they're out there shouting for less
money. Wait a second, but four cops,
police.
But four cops were there for George Floyd's murder. How many more cops does it take to screw in a light bulb and say this is wrong? So I don't know. So it was the answer four more cops needed to show up, and now we've got eight cops and
actually,
one guy who wasn't even resisting arrest. That
the answer is more cops, because the other two, I think these two guys that were there, the veteran cops, were obviously in on the same team. The other two cops who were there were being told by their training officer to stand down. So, yeah, maybe it would have taken some
who
more veteran
trust?
Cops on the scene. Yeah.
Who do you trust?
How
now, the police chief in,
better ones?
In Richmond, Virginia, has resigned after the protests going on there and the police beating up on people. The mayor said that the chief resigned at his request. The mayor said, I have high expectations for the Richmond Police Department and law enforcement in general. I expect them to be willing to come around the table with the community to reform and reimagine public safety. So he had started, to translate this, LeVar Stoney had started the conversation a couple, 3 weeks ago about what the community wants. Basically, what I said, I think on Monday of this week, it's time for us, the taxpayers, the people paying the bill, to have what we want. And so the mayor asked the chief and other people, department heads in the city, to talk about community reform, and the police chief got in the way of it, and he's been there for a long time. The mayor said he's a good man, he put his heart and soul. But he doesn't have, you know, he's basically saying between the lines, he doesn't have any new ideas and he doesn't want to give up on the old ones. So it's time for him to be replaced by somebody who is willing and able to focus on the, quote, necessary public safety reforms that are needed in our city, our state, and our country. I'm with him. 100%. 100%. Father's Day is coming up. My Pillow has the wonderful, the perfect idea. It's a wonderful thing on their part. The Giza, the dream sheets. I think about these and I sleep on them and I think, oh, this is cool. You know what's so cool about this? They're made in America. You hear me going on and on. This is a perfect company for me to promote because all the stuff that they make is made in their own plant in Minnesota. All right? So go and we know. The epicenter of everything these days seems to be Minnesota. But MyPillow's been there for 15 years. Hundreds of people working around the clock to make the pillows and the sheets and all the things that now are available on the BOGO deal using the GGV code at Radio Listener Specials page. But give your father some. Here's what you can do for yourself and your father. Because the BOGO sale allows you to get one set of dream sheets, the Giza sheets, and that you can give to your dad. And then you get a free set you can give to yourself. How about them apples? Let's get on board. MyPillow.com is the website. The Radio Listener Specials page is where you'll find these Giza Elegant Dream Sheets. The deal, the BOGO deal, you get with the DJV code. DJV code at MyPillow.com for Father's Day. Those sheets, man, Dad's going to love those. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talking Heads. Here we go. Music time in this hour of the DJB Show. Victoria and I and you have a focus on a Spike Lee directed David Byrne concert film called American Utopia, which is now going to be seen on HBO. Its premiere is later this year. So what do we think of this, Victoria? What do we
think? I have friends who've seen this Broadway show and said it was phenomenal.
Really?
So I didn't get a chance to see it before everything closed down. But, it'll be
Well, this
really
way
cool.
It's obviously going to get a much wider audience, right, than in New York.
Yeah,
the
I'm
production,
excited.
Features David Byrne singing songs from his career, including several of Talking Heads' popular favorites, alongside an 11-person ensemble that danced and carried its instruments around the stage rather than just standing still. Spike Lee, during the production, used 11 cameras to capture the production company's moving parts. The set list each night included Once in a Lifetime, Burning Down the House, several selections from Byrne's American Utopia solo album, and a rendition of Janelle Monáe's Hell You Tambo. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't know. It's the name of the song, Hell You Town Bout. It's like kind of like a short, fast way of saying talking about. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good, because I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
The thing about that song that Janelle Monáe put out is she put it out 4 years ago, and it was about black people being shot by cops. And so in this song, the refrain is, say his name, say her name. And that was almost 5 years ago now. And it's the most relevant song right now. It's crazy.
Interesting what comes
in.
It
shows you how
curve.
We just forget and move on, you know, and the problem is never resolved.
Yep.
Maybe now we'll be different.
Right. Yeah, let's hope. We need to change some things, that's for sure. All right, let's get to another story about music cares. A lot of television composers, songwriters are putting together, as a matter of fact, 75 of them participating in an upcoming benefit. All the proceeds going toward Music Cares, the Chinese Relief Fund. Soundtrack of Our Lives, a celebration for the film and TV music community. It's going to honor the composers and songwriters and music editors and supervisors and executives and others who help to score and create soundtracks for any number of Hollywood projects. Many of these people out of work since last March. In addition to music scoring professionals like Danny Elfman, Tim Rice, Hans Zimmer, performers and special guests will include Sting. Listen to this lineup, Victoria. Sting, Catherine O'Hara, Patti LuPone, William Shatner, Weird Al Yankovic, Mandy Moore, Ted Danson, Drew Carey, Ray Romano, Holly Hunter, Reba, Mary Steenburgen, Clive Davis, John Stamos, Rita Wilson. Wow, that's quite a list.
It is. I'm excited for this. I think it's going to be fun.
Thousands of music professionals and creators are struggling, says Music Cares. The continued support from the music community during these times has been heartwarming and inspiring. The power of music unites us all, gives us hope for better days ahead, so is the statement. Special streams on the 25th of this month, noontime Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern, on YouTube, Rolling Stone, Variety, and the Grammy social channels, as well as soundtracklives.com, all will carry this. So it's. I would like to see it actually myself. I think it looks like it'd be kind of a cool presentation. Yeah, interesting. I always like, wherever Shatner is, I kind of want to be. I want to see whatever it is that he's up to. So that's the story at 28 After on the DJV program.
Caltrain is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Caltrain is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing an executive order yesterday that he says will change police policy nationwide when it comes to the use of force. And now in just a few hours, U.S. Senate Republicans will be holding a news conference to introduce a bill that's designed to reform policing as well. And South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the party's charge to reform policing after a series of events, including the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police back back on Memorial Day. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says when it comes to winning the nation's battle against coronavirus, the nation is winning. In an interview yesterday with Fox News, she says,
our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
In California, Pacific Gas and Electric has pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the 2018 Camp Fire. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time.
The north and south borders of the United States will stay closed for another 30 days. It's the third time agreements have been extended to non-essential travelers in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Americans returning to the U.S. are exempt, and soap opera fans are counting down as Bold and the Beautiful will be heading back to production today. It's the first such scripted series to restart production after being shut down because of the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we go once again. It's the Wednesday program, June 17th. On the air is Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the DJV program. Speaking of the date, the governor of Virginia, Mr. Northam, announced that he will propose making Juneteenth a day that commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. an official holiday. So Juneteenth, also I think referred to as Emancipation Day, right? Freedom Day, usually celebrated on the 19th of June. Texas made it a state holiday in 1980. The holiday would be a paid day off for all employees in the state. The governor says he thinks Virginia would be only the second state to do so. It commemorates the news that reached black people in Texas that President Lincoln had issued an Emancipation Proclamation freeing the slaves. The Union soldiers arrived in Galveston to bring the news. Slavery had been abolished. Big celebration, as you can imagine. Governor Northam was joined at the news conference by Pharrell Williams. I get it right most of the time, I think, don't I, Victoria?
Most,
Pharrell?
Yep. Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He apparently is a native Virginian. Mm-hmm. Pharrell said, Juneteenth deserves the same level of recognition as Independence Day. I do not agree with that at all. Here's
it's
our day.
Independence. I totally agree with him on that.
Well,
why wouldn't
I think
it be?
Separates, because it's separational.
The birth of our, but celebrating the quote unquote birth of our country, but built on the backs of slaves. I think that I see his point.
For black people who
have been stolen and brought here, that's certainly the most important Independence Day for them.
I think Independence Day celebrates more than just one thing, and in this circumstance, what we're celebrating. I'm not saying it isn't valuable, it isn't important, but it's not as important as our complete. We can disagree. I just don't think that that. It falls for some who have had to see. I don't know how to look at this because I'm not black. I think people who have black skin have a different way of looking at this, which is completely understandable
because they're in July.
Right. I'm not looking at. Yeah. I'm not looking at this. You know. I thought interestingly, Terry Crews has been all over the place this week. You know, the fellow from Brooklyn 99. He also is the host of America's Got Talent. He was on the talk and was asked about the tweet last week, and he clarified his comments. He said, what I am writing, or what I wrote, was defeating white supremacy without white people could create black supremacy. In other words, blacks didn't like the fact that he said that if we don't have cooperation, the blacks take over, you got the same problems as we have with the whites being in charge. And I can see that. Can you? I mean, think about it. He says, in black America, we have gatekeepers. We have people who have decided who's going to be black and who's not. And I simply, because I have a mixed-race wife, have been discounted from the conversation a lot of the time because of that by the militants, the black power people. He's been called a lot of things like Uncle Tom because he's married to a white woman. So I'd be with him. It's the same thing as George Orwell in 1984. All pigs are created equal, except some pigs are more equal than others. Same thing. It is. The white race has created supremacy that wasn't necessarily deserved or fairly achieved. And the same, and that could be a controversial statement in and of itself. People could be throwing things at the radio now. We have become. And you can say it was ordained by God because, you know, everything that happens has some kind of universal link to it, connection, universal link to what goes on. Everything is, you know, is part of the plan. And I guess I subscribe to that myself. And maybe all this, the way I get out of it, Victoria, is that I say my brains are not big enough to understand all the ramifications of this. But it is big enough to understand prejudice and racism and people not being included because of the color of their skin or their sexual orientation. And for me, that's nonsense. Get a grip on yourself. Take care of yourself. Look in the mirror. Why is it that you don't like people who are gay? What the hell is it to you? Why don't you like people who are black? Again, I ask the question, what is it to you? What's the difference? Whether they're black or green. And the marriage thing, remember we talk about that all the time? The guys who say, I don't like gay marriage because it ruins my marriage. Huh?
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Where is that coming from? All right, anyway.
Well, you want another trending story?
Yeah, the Bronco.
The reason that the Ford Bronco is trending is, according to Ford, just a coincidence. However, if you ask anybody around the world who is the Ford Bronco's most infamous passenger of all time, then we all know it's O.J. Simpson.
Right.
So the brand new Ford Bronco is going to be released on July 9th. It also happens to be O.J.'s birthday. So I don't know. They're claiming claiming that this is a coincidence, but I don't know.
Okay. Sure.
I don't know about that.
Right.
However, there is a lot of buzz about the new Ford Bronco. The SUV market obviously is the hottest market besides pickup trucks. So it'll be interesting to see how it fares, how it looks, how it drives, how people respond to it, because Ford hasn't really had, you know, except for their best-selling pickup trucks, Ford hasn't had the Bronco since when did it go out of business?
When after OJ, they stopped making them.
Probably right after that, right?
96, 97, right after that happened, they stopped making them. Right, hello.
Everything that's old is new again.
Right, come on. There's no coincidence to this at all. Give me a break. So, kind of, it's actually kind of, it's amusing, let's put it that way. There's a study out that links chronic negative thinking to getting dementia later in life. How about that? According to the study, having, quote, persistent thoughts and memories you can't get out of your head is one of the early warning signs of mental health problems. If you're older than 55, repetitive negative thoughts also increase the risk of dementia and the connection to Alzheimer's. The study was led by a team of researchers at the University College in London, analyzed 360 people over the age of 55. They found repetitive negative thinking linked to cognitive decline. So how many of you listening over the age of 55 fit into that description? You're always down.
But it's more than that, though. It's people who are, you know, who are ruminators, people who, like, can't let stuff go. That's a major problem right there. That's linked in this study. People who have trauma that they've never gotten help for, whether it's a brain trauma or if it's an emotional trauma, a sexual assault, whatever it is, if you don't get therapy and you don't get help for it, your brain has to basically create a space for it to kind of push it away. But as this study is showing, in many cases, your brain just can't, it can only hold off so long. So if you don't address that trauma and you don't address, and this is, I'm thinking of veterans too, you know, with traumatic brain injury or PTSD.
Exactly.
I'm thinking of all of them. If they're not getting the proper treatment and the proper care that they need, mental health care, this is where it leads. And it leads to a horrible, horrible death.
Yeah.
This is not a way that anybody wants to go. And if anybody who says, I'm too tough to go into therapy or whatever, well, then you could be, if you've got something in your past that you haven't unearthed, I mean, it could even be family drama. If you think you're
mostly
too tough
is.
For therapy.
Mostly
then,
is family. Let's get it from me. Mostly family drama.
I hear that still from so many men. Oh, well, I don't need therapy. Therapy's for wusses. Really?
Yeah.
Well, then look where you're headed.
Some women who feel that way, too. Women that want to be tough, they don't think they need it. We all need it. Every single human being needs professional mental health as well as physical health. We all need a physical doctor to help us take care of our bodies, to give us advice, to find out what's wrong. And so along with that, and by the way, you need a spiritual doctor as well, whether it's a minister, a priest, a rabbi, an imam, or just somebody that you go to who's kind of your guru, you need that kind of help. You need mental health. You need to be able to get to a therapist and talk through things. That's very, very healthy. Take it from me. I've been in therapy for decades, and I don't, when I say that, people, something wrong with him. Of course there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with everybody.
Everybody has got something that they can fix with therapy.
Crap.
Everybody.
Exactly. Right. And it's, by the way, if you have a good partner, the good partner often is the best therapist. If you have somebody that you are with that is a really loving person, understands you or wants to understand you, that's more important. Somebody who really, really digs you and you know, realizes that you're not perfect any more than he or she is perfect, and you're able to listen to the other person. Sometimes people just want to be heard. That's it. You don't have to say, yes or no. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn, Victoria. I always wanted to fix it. Tell me your problem. I'll help you fix it.
Well, that makes you a man, because men are terrible listeners, because men always want to fix everything. And that's why women say, no, I don't need you to fix it. I need you to let me vent.
Listen.
And that's the difference between men and women. That happens all the time.
But at least I know that.
Whatever. Now.
That was cute. Thanks.
Well, I'm saying, clearly you just admitted that you haven't always known that.
Well, listen, I'm far from perfect. And that was, you know what? That's the hardest thing to admit to yourself, that you are not, you know, we are actually perfect beings when we are born. We come into this world perfect. And then what is going on around us screws us up. So you wonder, okay, what does the Creator have in mind when given this perfection? And then we screw it up. So it really is. It's kind of interesting. But no, I really believe that. You know what? And sometimes you can do it yourself. I find some of the best times, you know, we talk about meditation and stuff. Some of the best, most productive times I have in my life are when I'm alone on the tractor. Not everybody can have that luxury in their lives. But when I spend hours a day mowing hay, baling hay, or doing whatever it is that I do on the tractor, or when I'm even driving, like last 3 weeks I've gone out to New York State to pick up cows or equipment and stuff, and I've just had Daisy in my lap. And we're driving along and maybe listening to the radio. There's a liberation that comes with that kind of experience. And my suggestion is that you find some of that time for yourself. If you don't meditate per se, and I find that, frankly, I'm not a good meditator because my mind just keeps on going, and so it's not good for me. But the thoughts that you have while you're trying to get off of the train, if you will, that's what's important. I'll let your mind wander to the place. Your mind will tell you. It will. It'll tell you. And sometimes you need help in going in the right direction. So that's why I think therapy, like your doctor needs to tell you what to do with your heart. You know, Kronos tells me what to do, and I do it. And, you know, it's the same thing with other advice. If you hire, it's like you're hiring these people because they're good advisors. If you hire them and they have advice for you, why wouldn't you listen to them? Why wouldn't you do what they're suggesting? You can always ask how. That's, you know, you get, okay, so he tells you to do this, this, this. Okay, doc, how do I do it? Where do I find the rest of the tools that I need? You know, that's up to you. I think if we had more of that today, we'd have fewer of the kind of problems that we're dealing with now. People would feel better about themselves and not worry about, you know, somebody else being different or better or whatever it is. Okay, enough of that. Father's Day! Father's Day! Father's Day is Sunday. You know that, right? And if your dad is getting a little round on the edges, if you know what I mean, getting a little big for his britches, literally and figuratively, time to give him a little help, I would suggest you go to toploss.com. That's the website which has all the resources of the Calitrin people, the Calitrin company, which has manufactured a fabulous stimulant-free, drug-free product that is known here in our country and around the world, has been for 20-some-odd years, the place to go to lose weight and keep it off the natural way. All of the things put together in this, the science of it, explained on their website. Who put it together? A bunch of nurses and doctors who are homeopaths. They get it. They know that you're not going to be healthy if you take a lot of the stuff around today that's in these drastic weight loss programs. So do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com or do your dad a favor. Go order, let's say, 3 months supply. You pay for that and you get another 3 months free. You can do that 4, 5, 6 times, as many times as you want. Buy anything over 3 and you get an equal number with it. And the program really is something you should stick with for about 6 months. Take the 4 capsules at night when you go to bed. Get some exercise during the day. Watch the pounds go away. Not overnight, but in fact, they will go away and they'll stay off. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and that's why. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV for no shipping charges, and also for the buy three, get three free deal. It's 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Frankie Valli. You know how much I like him, Victoria. Crank that up, will you, Phil? New Jersey's own. All right, Chucker.
Yeah, dog.
Music, it's a movie news, a movie moments here on the DJV program. So we're playing the music from Grease. Pray tell, why would that be appropriate today?
This week in film history, Doug, Grease hit theaters, became the number one grossing film of 1978. I remember when this opened in my neighborhood, there were so many people, young kids, who went back to see this movie ad nauseum in theaters 10, 15 times. I mean, literally, just over and over and over. It had the tremendous playability, repeatability.
Yeah.
A very popular movie back in the day.
Yeah.
Still cool. is very popular in revival circuits very well. Here's the interesting, John Travolta was the star. He came off Saturday Night Fever, so he had a lot of control over this project. He handpicked Olivia and John to be the female lead. And
obviously they had great
They did a screen test. They wanted her to play the role with doing an American accent. She couldn't do it, and they rewrote her part as if her character, Sandy, came from Australia, so they fixed that right off the bat. But she was very appealing, had no acting background, but she did a great job in this film, I thought.
Yeah, very likable. The camera likes her.
Completely likable.
And whenever she's announced, she's, been 3 times through the breast cancer thing? And it seems to capture the imagination of the public. Because she is well-known and popular as she is, frankly.
Correct.
All right, Chucker, what do you think of the Oscars being postponed until next April 25th and the films that will be in categories for acceptance or for consideration
Well, they're going to go to they're going to go. They're going to go to. Okay, that's probably a good idea. They're going to go to 10 best pitcher nominees. Not up to 10, but 10. That's a big change, and it's going to be backloaded because a lot of this has really been nothing to come out. The only movie I thought was Oscar worthy that I saw earlier in the year, I thought Ben Affleck's The Way Back, I thought that was an Oscar-worthy film. I thought his performance in the movie itself were really, really good. But I'm sure there's going to be product released November, December, January, February that will qualify, has to, because there'd be nothing, be pretty much beyond slim pickings at this point. So we'll see.
So I'm trying to figure out what will happen, we're all trying to figure out, that those of us who love it, going to the movies, what is the AMC strategy? Do you know what they're doing? Because there's a lot of talk still about who might buy them out or buy a 49% stake in AMC. They're the largest chain, so what are they going to do?
I'm not sure. I don't, even Cinemark is another big, the three big chains, AMC, Cinemark, and Regal. I don't think any of them are opened or plan to open in the next month. I think they're gonna wait until more mainstream product hits the pipeline. I don't know what AMC is gonna do, if they're gonna shield themselves in bankruptcy protection or take on a partner or get completely bought out. But as I said a few weeks ago, they control 1,000 screens nationwide, so you don't want to have 1,000 screens of a major chain go dark. It's not. It's not certainly not good for the industry, and I'm sure the studios into some form will have to step in to get those theaters operational.
Yeah, well, those are the people that have the money. Amazon's got the money. Apple's got the money.
Well, you know, I mean, we both know, unfortunately, how business works. They'll probably try to wait until they could get it for the cheapest price possible. But on the same token, a lot of major chains have been actively renegotiating their leases with landlords over the last 30 days due to Corona, which is an appropriate strategy.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of news about Sofia Vergara, and I don't know if she's on television a lot, obviously, as a TV star. Has she done any movies? What's Sofia Vergara?
She's done, she did a movie with Reese Witherspoon. Didn't do very well. She was at one time with Modern Family the highest paid female actress on TV. I can't say I'm a huge fan. I respect her work,
no,
though.
Nor am I.
And anybody who's become popular like that, all good for them.
Yeah. I just wonder whether, you know, sometimes we talk about translating one's stardom from television to movies. It's kind of like radio.
Well, we remember back in the day. Remember Charo, when Charo did The Love Boat?
Oh, my God, yes.
Sort of reminds me a little of her.
That's interesting. That's pretty funny, actually. All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry is our movie man, our movie moment.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.